Was it a bird? Was it a plane? No, really, what was it?
This is Real Ghost Stories Online.
If you have a real ghost story, please share it with us. We'd like to hear it. You can call in anytime, 855-853-5800. I said the phone number wrong. 855-853-4802. You can write in at realghoststoriesonline.com. If you want an ad-free version of the show, you can also get the advance episodes, access to the archive, become a premium subscriber. Do that through Apple Podcasts. You can try it for 3 days free. You can sign up through patreon.com/realghoststories or at ghostpodcast.com. And I'm Carol Hughes. Kathy Gordon's in here with me today.
Hey, well, you pre-disastered the show for us by goofing up the phone number.
I know.
And so everything's great. Now it's gravy.
Well, it's just real life.
Yeah,
it is. You know, sometimes you just say the wrong thing. And welcome to my life, because that happens pretty
much every day. Well, we're talking about planes, okay? I heard that. And, of course, in the world according to Garp, the plane hits the house that they're looking at, thinking about buying, and he goes, we'll take it. It's pre-disastered. So that's where I always get the pre-disastered from.
I totally forgot about that book.
Yeah, I always thought
it was a movie, too, wasn't it?
Yeah, Robin Williams, wasn't it? Anyway, hey, can I tell you a plane story?
You're getting to get on one today.
Well, I'm getting on one, but I have one on my mind because my mom told me this story yesterday and I'd forgotten it, but
she already says my mom.
Well, our mom. Okay. I was over visiting her yesterday and the story just came out of the blue and I'd forgotten about it, but I'd known it a long time ago. And, I was like, oh, that's right. And she told me, I don't even remember how it came up yesterday, but she said when she and my dad were dating,
Which was so weird.
They were sending him to England. he was in the Air Force, and they were going to send him to England. And I can't remember. He was over there for a while.
He was there for for months.
Yeah. And
if not close to a year.
And so she went to see him before he left or whatever. And he said, I just have this really bad feeling that I'm not coming back. That, I don't know. He said, I just have a feeling something's not right, and I won't come back. He went and he was over there for quite a while. And while he was there, I think he was there a few months. And while he was there, his mother died. Mm-hmm. And so the Air Force sent him home because his mother died. I think he had like one more month to be there or something. And then because his mother died, they sent him home. But the plane that was to stay another month had his mother not died, when he was there, the plane came back, and while it was out over the Atlantic, it disappeared, and it was never recovered, and everyone on that plane
vanished.
And there were quite a few people on this plane.
And it was everybody he worked with.
Yeah, but his whole crew was gone. But he said that he had this feeling that he wouldn't come back, but then because his mom died, he got called back early. If he hadn't been, he'd have been on that plane.
And he felt a lot of guilt about that, and especially when you're in a profession like the military, because that's who he was. That was his identity. Mm-hmm. And so to lose all those guys on a plane you should have been on, and why weren't you on it, and why did they die and you didn't die? And
there was even like one person had switched with someone else because he was trying to get home early because his wife was going to have a baby or something. Like, there was this whole thing. So he got on that plane, and he shouldn't have. It was this very kind of strange thing that happened. And that was just on my mind. And then you brought up planes today, and I was like thinking about that story.
Yeah. And I remember Dad talking about that. And this is a really strange story.
Okay.
So I just want to start by writing that I am a new listener. I was immediately sucked in by all the stories and remain really fascinated by them every time I listen. My mom has always told me a story that happened to her as a teenager. It doesn't seem so much paranormal as just bizarre, but I wanted to share it anyway. She grew up in a small town in northwest Alabama called Cherokee. Their house had a large lawn in front of it that was open and unobstructed by trees. My mom was about 16 in 1975 and was home alone during her summer vacation. She was in the large yard tanning when a shadow moved over her. This prompted her to open her eyes, thinking it was a cloud or possibly even a person that had walked up without her realizing. But she saw neither. This is where it gets weird. Instead, a low-flying plane was overhead. She described it as a sizable passenger plane. It was definitely not a Cessna-type plane. She jumped up in amazement because the plane was so low that she thought it would hit the top of the two-story house. It apparently took her a moment to realize that she heard absolutely no sound during this event. She stood up somewhat paralyzed, watching this huge plane as it passed over the house and silently soared over the field behind the house. She was certain it was in the midst of crashing due to some sort of engine failure and any minute would coast into the tree line in the distance. However, the plane just hovered above the horizon until it faded out of sight. My mom, obviously terrified, called her grandmother, who lived nearby, to see if she had noticed the plane as well, and she hadn't. Then my mom called the local police station to report the incident. Evidently, there had been no other reports, and the police officer she spoke to sort of scoffed at the idea of a passenger plane flying so low in the area. The only major airports at the time were in Birmingham, Memphis, and Nashville, which were all several hours away. So, I mean, this is strange, because to see a plane that big that should be landing at a major airport.
With flying, no sound.
No sound, and it's so low overhead she thinks it's crashing. And it's so real to her, she called the police.
Yeah.
That is so strange. So over the next few weeks, she asked other people she knew if they had seen the mystery plane, and no one had. She also scoured the local papers to see if any reports of plane crashes were noted. There were none. It seemed as if she was the only person who had witnessed this event. I have always found this story fascinating and have grown up hearing it. Normally, when people are lying down and or sleeping and witness to something unusual, I always assume it's just a realistic dream. What strikes me as so interesting about this is how her reactions and the longevity of the event really indicate that it actually happened, but no one else was witness to it or could ever verify it. I don't know much about wormholes, in quotes, in relation to paranormal experiences, but maybe it was something like that. In any case, it seems as bizarre now as it did at the time. It is bizarre.
It is really bizarre.
So I looked up wormhole, and I can't even... This is funny because I read this, and it makes zero sense in my mind. It's so above my brain capabilities. So a wormhole is a hypothetical structure connecting disparate points in space-time, and is based on a special solution of the Einstein field equations. A wormhole can be visualized as a tunnel with two ends at separate points in space-time, i.e. different locations, different points in time, or both. Wormholes are consistent with the general theory of relativity, but whether wormholes actually exist remain to be seen. Many scientists postulate that wormholes are merely projections of a fourth spatial dimension, analogous to how a two-dimensional being could experience only part of a three-dimensional object. It's so over my head.
Okay, but I get the general idea.
Yeah.
That there is a space-time continuum that you could go into one side and come out another, or maybe not come out the other side, right? Or come out 10 years later. Or come out, you know, because we don't know that expanse of time, how time is read in a wormhole, right?
Because it says here, theoretically, a wormhole might connect extremely long distances, such as a billion light years,
mm-hmm.
or short distances, such as a few meters, or different points in time, or even different universes. That doesn't really narrow it down. It's like...
No, it doesn't. But, like, you know, we're thinking you could go into something and out of something quickly or not. What year was this? Do we
1976.
Know?
And you wonder too, like, could it be some sort of thing that already happened that she's seen again, or
right.
something that's going to happen that she saw? Because I remember one time when we were little, I was practicing my clarinet in the dining room. I'm sitting on the floor. I have my music propped up in front of me. It was funny because Mom had gone to the laundromat because we were very poor. And if our washer or dryer broke down, there was no fixing it. But so Mom went to the laundromat to do laundry. And she came in and she set down a basket of laundry. And she turned and looked at me and she said, "Are you going to help me?" Or something to that effect. Or, "Can you help me?" And I kind of looked up and I'm getting ready to set down my clarinet when it happened again. And Mom walked in a second time and set down the exact same basket of laundry. Like, it was weird because I looked up, there's no Mom, there's no laundry. Mom walked in again with the laundry, set it down right in front of me. And then she comes back in and she's like, "Hey, asked you to help me." And I'm like, "But I just saw you come in and you said exactly what you came in and said." It was really weird. Maybe it was some kind of weird thing like that. Like, she had seen something that was going to happen or had happened, or was, maybe it was something that was happening in another place.
Right. And you know,
the wormhole, right?
Well, and we just brought up the missing plane with my dad. Yeah. There was never any indication that it blew up or crashed. We assume it did somewhere over the Atlantic, but is it trapped in a wormhole? It came out, she saw it, it went back in, or, you know, I'm not, you know, I'm just tying it to that plane, but there's all sorts of planes that have disappeared that we don't know anything about. I think it's very possible that she saw something that came out of a dimension and then back into one.
Oh. Okay, so here's the, and I don't know if that's paranormal or not.
I'll put it in there. Yeah.
So here's the next one. "Hello, my name's Angel. I just want to start off by saying how much I love your show. My boyfriend and I listen to it all the time." Why, thank you for that. "I've always had an extra sense for the paranormal. My first experience was when I was 7 years old. We lived in my old house. It was just my aunt and I that were home at the time. We were watching The Tube in the living room." That was olden days when televisions had tubes. "When suddenly the VCR top flap lifted. Nothing was there, at least visibly. It was as if something had stuck its hand inside, holding it up for a good minute or two. I was petrified, of course, and my aunt tried to calm me down by making some sort of excuse by blaming it on the electricity, as one would do." Yeah. That sounds like something I would do if a kid was there and terrified. I'd be like, "It's a weird electrical thing."
Yeah.
"After that, I really don't remember much else from that house. My aunt claimed that something hissed in front of her face when no one else was home. Looking back on it now, I find it kind of funny that the kids that lived across the street from me warned me that the house was haunted. I was given the warning about a week after my family and I moved in. I guess they were right." Doesn't sound like a lot happened, though.
No, but
the hissing thing would freak
me out. The neighborhood kids are always on it. They always know.
Yeah, if your neighbors say the house is haunted, just go with it.
Yeah, and kids don't lie. Like, they're going to walk up and go, "Hey, saw a ghost in your house.
It's haunted, dude.
Dude, somebody's sitting on your bed last night."
"I used to be deathly afraid of spirits and was shivered just at the idea of seeing one. It wasn't until I started free riding did I start to become more aware, for lack of better terms, aware of the different kinds of spirit and their attentions. It wasn't until I had more experiences and conversations with the dead did I ease up a bit. Through this experience, I gained a ghostly friend for many years. This is going to sound really bizarre, but it was as if I was having a normal conversation with any other person. He would make me laugh, cheer me up when I wasn't feeling well, and also gave me advice. I know for a fact that he did not have malicious intentions because he would constantly try to guide me in the right direction, which was a positive one. He would enjoy tagging along with me to different places such as concerts and movies. He was an older man, an older gay man. That's the kind of friend you want. So you can only imagine the jokes he would tell me. Sexuality means nothing to me, so it wasn't something I was bothered by. I know I sound like a total nut, but to set the record straight, I have never been diagnosed with any mental illness. I've lived a normal life, and just happened to stumble upon communicating with the other side and scored a gem along the way. Most ghost stories we hear are about people being tormented, confused, or bothered by entities. Well, here's a nicer story to let you know that not all spirits have bad intentions. Some just want company. Hands down, he was the nicest person, in quotes, I've ever had the pleasure of meeting. Thank you for airing this. It means more than words to me, Angel.
Couple things. He's gone now? Because she said he was. She kept talking about him in the past tense. Yeah,
he was an older man. He would tell me jokes. So it sounds past tense.
Mm-hmm.
Okay,
here's what I'm thinking. I've recently seen a couple cute TV shows. They're both from, like, Europe. But I think one was French and one was Italian. And both of them were that exact thing, that they were the only person who could see this ghost. And the ghost would talk to them. And the ghost might tell them things they need to know for their job. Like, one was a private investigator. So this ghost would help them in these private investigations. And they would talk and stuff. So the concept is out there. And anytime a concept happens, I'm thinking it's because it happens that people come up with these things a lot of times. But I'm wondering if we all have some sort of guides that are with us. And most of us have a wall that blocks them out most of the time. And we don't have conversations with them. We don't talk to them. But when we really need them, they will cross that line and say, don't open the door. Mm-hmm. Don't go down there.
But this wasn't even that. This was conversations and jokes. Exactly. And going to concerts.
And
together.
I'm wondering if somehow with this person, that wall is kind of down.
But I don't know that it's a healthy relationship either.
I wouldn't want it all the time.
Because they went to concerts together. Like, I want to go with one of my real gay friends. Mm-hmm. Like, if I'm going to go see Madonna, I'm going with Kyle.
Yeah.
You know, so I don't know. I just don't know that it's healthy.
Yeah, I'm not sure either.
And by the way, Kyle is going to go see Madonna, which is why I just
good
thought
for
of that,
him.
She's going on tour.
Good for him. No, it is maybe, I think, too much, right? I think we need that separation. I totally believe we've got spirit guides. I completely believe that. But I think you need a little bit of that wall so you can live your regular... Though Angel didn't seem to be disturbed by it.
I don't think having a ghost friend who goes to concerts with you is healthy. It's like, look, we can have this relationship. You need to go in the background more. Because did anyone else go to the concert with her? And then that way you only have to buy one ticket, so it is cheaper.
But, yeah. there's that.
Tickets are expensive.
But I'm just thinking maybe, you know, somehow that separation that we have deteriorated here and it was crossed over. Now, you know, kids have imaginary friends all the time that they have complete conversations with. So could that happen with adults? Well, sure. I think it probably could. But I think most of us have built up some sort of separation.
I don't know. I just don't know how I feel
about that. But I think Angel seemed okay with it, so
Angel
I'm not disturbed.
Happy.
Yeah, so I'm not disturbed by it.
I guess I would feel better if I knew Angel had a balance in
Do you
her
have
life.
Other friends?
She did say she had a boyfriend. So
and she does
good.
Say was.
Because I just don't want her to lose sight. Like, because that's a whole movie.
That's
like the person who gets really wrapped up in their ghost friend. And
well,
totally
we saw it in Demi Moore. Like, she was throwing pots on the wheel with Patrick Swayze. It could happen. It could get that crazy, right?
Angel has a boyfriend, so I'm going to feel good about that. So if you like the show and want an ad-free experience, sign up to be a premium subscriber. Do that through Apple Podcasts. Try it 3 days free. Or sign up through patreon.com/realghoststories or ghostpodcast.com. For all of us here at Real Ghost Stories Online, thank you for listening.